Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 129. I'm your host Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday. We're continuing with the Private Investigator series. Today we're talking about the Private Investigator Part 3. And this one was an intense one. Because this story was inspired by some tragic news events that have happened years ago. And it's prison inmates dying at the hands of correction officers. And it does happen. It's just not reported on the national media and the news too often. And we must always remember that the news doesn't report everything. And it's honestly impossible to do that. But this book was necessary. And I researched past cases and was able to craft a fictional story where I can bring out some truths. And I wanted to get Gary and Joe immersed in this case and investigate it to the fullest. And I wrote it a certain way so you guys, the readers, can fully understand that these things do happen and a lot of cases need to be questioned and investigated. Now, while I was writing the book, I thought about how these cases should be looked into and investigated. And I had to have some controversy in the story, obviously, because that's what happens in real life. There are hurdles and things that investigators must get through to, you know, solve these cases. And while these stories, you know, are never easy to write, you know, researching past cases actually helped me immensely in, you know, crafting this storyline and, you know, writing it in a way where it makes sense. I don't like to write things that don't sound right and that the reader really can't relate to. And as always, it's about making the reader think. What if this was a family member or friend? How would I want the case to be investigated? I'm always about putting myself in other people's shoes as best as possible, because I would never want anything like that to happen to a friend or family member or anyone that I know of. You know, they made a mistake and they're in prison and they're doing their time, but, you know, they are mistreated and things of that nature. And there are so many investigations into a lot of prisons and what goes on and things of that nature. And, you know, Rikers Island in New York City is one of the major prisons, which holds thousands of prison inmates on a yearly basis. They have been investigated for a lot of wrongdoings and a lot of things that have gone on. And, you know, it's at a place now where that prison is going to be closing in the next few years. I don't know how accurate that is at this point in time, but I do know a few years ago that was widely discussed, that was a prison that was going to be getting shut down. And, you know, if you guys don't know about the Kalief Browder story, it was a documentary that went into a young child who was living in a tough situation in some circumstances, and he was wrongfully convicted of a petty crime that he never committed, and he was in the prison system, and he was, you know, in Rikers Island, and he was mistreated, and a lot of wrongdoings, a lot of bad things happened that destroyed his psyche. It ruined his mental health, and he unfortunately took his life a few years after getting out of prison, and he was starting to turn his life for the best, but his mental health and his mind, you know, wasn't in the right place for him to continue to live on, and it changed the landscape of, you know, not just his life and his family, but the prison system and how the court systems work and, the justice system and all of that. And it's partly why I wrote this story. It's also because, I knew that I was going to write, another book series involving Gary, and I wanted to write a 5-book series, and I wanted to make sure that I wrote good stories. And I had plenty of ideas. I think I had about 7 or 8 good storylines, good ideas, but I had to break it down and say, okay, I need to have a top 5 that I know I can definitely write and that it's going to make sense. And there's a lot that goes on in the prison system. And it goes beyond, inmates being mistreated and killed at the hands of correction officers and things of that nature. And I know that the more in-depth aspects of this, I feel like somewhere along the lines in the next few years, I may write a story about it to open people's eyes to what's going on. But for now, I got to stick to, where I'm going with my journey and my writing and why. And my why for this book was to really get people to understand that, there's way more that goes on in this world than what we see and what we hear. And, it's unfortunate that a lot of people have the mindset of, if it's not directly happening to me, then why should I worry about it? And that's where the lack of compassion and empathy comes in. And we're all human beings at the end of the day. And, there are prisons that the conditions of them are horrid. And that's another aspect of what needs to be changed. I mean, I know that there are men and women in the world who have done their wrongdoings, and drugs and firearm possessions and robbery and things of that nature, and they do need to do their time. Murderers and killers and other serious things that I won't say because of community guidelines of certain platforms that I have my podcast on, they're in a whole nother spectrum and a whole nother realm that I don't want to even go down that road. But anyway, I needed this book to open eyes to what goes on. And please understand and know that I really do extensive research. I read articles and, I spend... I immerse myself into these stories because I want to be able to have these stories as a sense of longevity more than anything. I don't want these books to be temporary and momentary. I want this to be a longevity ordeal. So I just need you guys to know that. So hopefully this book will do its justice, and hopefully you guys will, take the time to look into it and say, okay, this is a story that I want to check out, and this is a story that I want to read and look into and things of that nature. And as I've said in previous podcasts, this is all about, opening eyes to things, keeping books affordable. Also, everybody's got a lot going on in their lives, and I appreciate every look into my books, book sales, things of that nature, and I'm just happy that I'm able to write these books. So anyway, that is my podcast for today. I just want to continually and always say thank you to all of you guys who, listen to my podcast on a weekly basis. I know, it takes a lot to, be consistent in listening to my podcast. So I do not take that for granted at all. And I want you guys to know that I'm going to continually write the content, write the blogs, turn the blogs into the podcast, and keep you guys interested and intrigued with my writing journey. So, hope you guys have a great weekend. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.